this is a training module that initially started to be a training piece for student leaders across the campus, and we still have that as the primary focus. So students who are resident assistants within housing, residential life, and services, as well as with our orientation team leaders, or OTLs as we call them. So those are the students that are going to have the day-to-day interactions with incoming students and ongoing consistent interactions with students as they're moving through their collegiate experience. So we thought that if we spend enough time with these students and really dig in a little deeper around diversity, and what does this mean, and where are you where this is concerned? Why is this important right about now? What's important to keep in mind while you're here going through your career trajectory? So students participate as part of their contract with those areas. So 8 steps usually takes about a year and a half to go through. So that's a long commitment. Well, a lot of our student affairs personnel, staff members, found out about the training and wanted to have the training as well. So we began by actually training our peers in student life, then student affairs, and now it's across the campus. We just completed a cohort of our human resource staff and the entire staff. We also, as we bring in new student affairs practitioners, we begin with a whole new cohort. We've also been working with our auxiliary services department, which, as you know, is a part of dining, campus life and services, facilities, etc. So generally, we work with them in an annual capacity that we provide their annual professional development training around diversity. And this has been our 5-year agreement. So we're actually entering into our 4th year with this relationship. So this has been very significant, and it's continuing to grow. It's, in a lot of ways, a good problem to have because we certainly couldn't have imagined this in 2011. I certainly probably don't have the capacity to really get any larger, but I'm fortunate enough that once we train cohorts, we tend to get people who are invested, who want to talk a little bit longer about social justice and civic responsibility, so they sign up to become trainers. So we do also have a complimentary train-the-trainer module. So whereas my office has about 3 or 4 actual trainers that still guide and refine the steps, we actually have a training cohort of about 10 people across campus. I think it's important for tech because more often than not, I think it's very hard, particularly on a STEM-focused campus, to see where diversity measures come into play. And while we still have some ways to go in terms of looking at underrepresented populations, Native American students clearly, looking at African American students, our Hispanic numbers seem to be growing and consistent with what's happening with trends across the country. But we still certainly have some work to do where it relates to access clearly. Where I think we certainly can talk about changing the fundamental landscape in terms of climate and environment. It's one thing to get students on the campus. It's another to ensure that people feel very safe, they feel welcome, they feel respected, and they feel like this is a place for them. They need to be able to envision themselves being here and succeeding. And so I think it's important for tech to showcase what we're doing in terms of changing the actual environment and the climate. Mm-hmm. And so that's exactly what the cultural competency model is designed to do. It's designed to really get people into a space where they're actually going through an internal interrogation of themselves and then really putting that in conversations with their experiences, their behaviors, and their attitudes. This is where it starts, and that's how we change the fundamental landscape and the climate. I mean, as much as the accolades are very nice, and trust me, they are, I think it's not only is it a sense of accomplishment in terms of we're being acknowledged, we're being looked at as an institution, it's really trying earnestly to do something. We're trying to change some things. I think more importantly, it puts us in a place that we hold ourselves accountable to continue. And that's what I'm looking forward to, not letting the HEED award out of insight into diversity, but also letting that not just be our last award and feel like we've accomplished what we need to accomplish, but certainly the beginning of many, whether we're acknowledged, whether there's an actual award, or whether we feel like we're still making some momentum. We don't want this to be our last round. There's more work to be done, clearly.